The Good News, according to Luke, chapter 2. Now it happened in those days that a decree was sent out from Caesar Augustus that all inhabitants of his empire must be registered. This was the first census, which took place when Quirinus was governor of Syria, and everyone had to go to their own city in order to register themselves. So Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the city of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David. He went to register himself along with Mary, to whom he was engaged, who was pregnant. And it happened that while they were there, the time came for her to give birth. And she gave birth to a son, her first child. She wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were some shepherds in the same country, living outdoors and keeping watch over their flock during the night. And all of a sudden, an angel of the Lord was there near them, and the glory of the Lord shone all around them, and they became extremely fearful. But the angel said to them, "Don't be afraid. Look here, I am announcing to you some good news, something which will bring great joy to everyone. For today your deliverer, the Lord, the Anointed One himself, was born in the city of David. And this is the sign for you to recognize him. You will find the baby wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a great celestial army praising God and declaring, "Now God will be glorified in the highest places, and there will be peace on earth among men because of his benevolence." Start Dyer Commentary. This prophecy will be completely fulfilled in the coming millennial kingdom. End Dyer Commentary. And it happened, when the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "We should really go to Bethlehem and see that which was told to us is taking place, which the Lord has made known to us." And going quickly, they found both Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in the manger. Then, having seen them, they told everyone about what had been told them concerning this child. And all who heard about it wondered at the things which were spoken by the shepherds. But Mary collected all these sayings, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, just as it had been told them. And when 8 days were fulfilled for circumcising the child, he was given the name Jesus, which was given by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. And when the days of her purification according to the law of Moses were fulfilled, they brought him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord, and to offer a sacrifice according to what is specified in the law of the Lord, that is, a pair of turtle doves or 2 young pigeons. This was done in accordance with what is written in the law of the Lord, which states that every firstborn male will be called holy to the Lord. And look, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simon. This man was righteous and devout, waiting for the one who would be the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not die before he had seen the Lord's Anointed One. So he came, being led by the Spirit, into the temple. And when the parents brought in the child, Jesus, so that they could fulfill for him what is customary according to the law, he took him into his arms, blessed God, and said, "Now your servant is free to depart in peace, Lord, according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in front of all the peoples, a light for unveiling the truth to the Gentiles, and a light of glory for your people Israel." And Joseph and his mother were astonished at the things which were spoken concerning him. And Simon blessed them, and said to Mary his mother, "Look here, this child is appointed for the downfall and the rising up of many in Israel, even as a sign which will be spoken against. In this way the thoughts of many hearts will be exposed. A sword will even pierce through your own soul." Now there was someone named Anna, a prophetess, the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher, who was very old. She had lived with her husband for 7 years after they were married, and had been a widow for 84 years afterwards. She never left the temple, serving with fasting and prayers night and day. And coming up to them at that same time, she recognized the Lord and spoke about him to all those in Jerusalem who were expecting the deliverance. And when they had fulfilled all things that were required according to the law of God, they returned to Galilee, to their own city Nazareth. And the child grew and became strong in the spirit, being filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him. And each year his parents went to Jerusalem to celebrate the feast of the Passover. When he was 12 years old, they went up to Jerusalem, as was customary, for the feast. And after they had completed the prescribed number of days, as they were returning home, the boy Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem. But his parents didn't realize it. But they, supposing him to be in the group of travelers, went a day's journey and looked for him among their relatives and acquaintances. But when they couldn't find him, they returned to Jerusalem, searching for him. And it happened that after 3 days they found him in the temple, sitting in the middle of the teachers, both hearing them and asking them questions. And all who heard him were astonished at his understanding and his answers. When they saw him, they were surprised, and his mother said to him, "Son, why have you done this to us? Look, your father and I were in anguish looking for you." And he said to them, "Why did you need to look for me? Didn't you know that I must be in my father's house?" But they didn't understand the words which he spoke to them. So he went with them and came to Nazareth and was submitted to them. But his mother kept all these sayings in her heart. And Jesus progressed in wisdom and maturity and in favor with God and men. This is the end of Luke chapter 2.
The Father's Life New Testament Version was translated and produced by A Grain of Wheat Ministries, not by the reader, Wayne O'Connor. We hope you enjoyed this segment of the Father's Life New Testament Version. The Father's Life New Testament Version, in its entirety, is available for free at www.agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today.